Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast. It's a podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. So it's 6 questions in 9 minutes because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Let's get to it. Question number one, in a couple sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hi, my name is Jeff Mayhew, and I work with small businesses who have traditionally been more brick and mortar or offline, helping them transition into the more digital space that we're in right now as a result of COVID.
Perfect, Jeff. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
I like working with businesses because for the most part, now I work predominantly small businesses, but it's nice working with the owners of those businesses because we all tend to think the same, generally speaking, right. Kind of out of the box, creative. And those conversations are sometimes a little easier to have.
They are. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives and owners that using quotes and testimonials from clients increase conversions in sales. What are your thoughts?
I think they're great social proof. If you can have testimonials and things from clients, I think it's even better when they can speak to a specific result that you achieve, rather than saying, hey, Jeff is great. You should try this guy out. No, Jeff increased my conversions by 40% in 30 days. If you can get something more specific, I think that's
exactly. Better. Yeah, I personally don't like the testimonials. Hi, my name is Bob. I met Jeff somewhere. I hired Jeff. Oh, I should probably tell you the results. You know, get to the meat and potatoes. Totally.
Exactly.
Get in there. So question number four, what advice you share of other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Well, you know, like I said, I kind of live in this post or current COVID space. And one of the things that I think we all can agree is the way that we interact have been different over the last few months. We're kind of restricted on where we can go. We're restricted on how close we can sit next to one of, you know, and in a space where I'm typically a hugger, right? I'm friendly.
Right.
So I had to kind of step back and maybe I'm not hugging, I'm giving a fist bump or an elbow to say hello. And I think overall, as a nation and maybe as the world, we're kind of in this space where we're really longing that personal connection. And so my advice, even as I talk to clients, is to look for ways that you can really personalize that customer experience and making that customer feel as though they're not just a number on the books, right? Whether you deal with businesses or you know, B2C, the person on the other end of the phone should feel important, or the person on the other end of the screen should feel important. And so what does that look like? I think, you know, one things that we can do right now is really step back and take surveys and ask for feedback from our clients, because business is changing and life is different than it was 6 months ago. And we could have been really in tune with what our clients or prospects were dealing with in 2019. But those needs could have very well changed, and we need to be able to stay on top of that. So one of the easiest way to do that is just ask, right? Ask for feedback, shoot out a broadcast email with a couple survey questions with the intent of wanting to better serve you where you are, right? Another way to do that is to, if you don't already have a digital marketing or someone that handles your social media, I think that's really a good investment at this time. A lot of consumers are really now more than ever shopping online. They're looking online. What does that experience look like? How are we responding to the questions? Are we responding at all? You know, are we reaching out to those customers to give feedback? Maybe we give an extra 20% because they left a review, or we have a gift package that we could send out because someone, one of our customers left a substantial review or something along those lines. So not necessarily looking at huge shifts, but what are those minor tweaks that we can do, maybe causing ourselves to think out of the box a little bit from how we did business before, because going back to what I was saying earlier, maybe we have to look at what else could we offer as an additional value prop to those people that are looking out, because that touchy feeling is missing right now. And I think more than ever, the more that we can implement those warm fuzzies with our prospects and customers and doing those little things like those brief interactions and just doing those one extra things, I think it'll go a long way, not just with customer retention, but also, you know, building those raving fans that will advocate for our businesses.
Perfect. No, that works there. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
I would actually recommend Danielle Watkins. She's with Zenith Performance Solutions, and she does customized e-learning or trainings for businesses. So depending on what type of business and industry, they customize the trainings for you and deliver. So I think she'd be a really good resource for you.
Perfect. I'll look her up when we're done here. Number six, most important question of the podcast. Got to focus on this one, Jeff.
All right.
Hey, Jeff, tell me about your first time, your first sale.
Oh, my sale. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. I know where you're going with that. I actually got it by accident. So long story short, when I got into this space back in 08, I had a friend of mine that was in business, and I was just sharing ideas and suggestions that I found as I was reading online as far as digital marketing and things on those lines. It was still early back then. Long story short, he came back and said, hey, Jeff, man, you need to charge a price for this. Like, this stuff is actually working. You know, you need a charge. And I had no idea what to charge. So he goes, I'll give you X dollars a month. I said, okay, I'll take it. I had no idea, but it was a sale.
Right.
It was my first client as a business owner. So that was exciting.
Well, I hope it wasn't like $15 a month.
It's a little bit more than that, but definitely not as much as it should have been.
I totally hear you that part there. So Jeff, you've got 2 minutes and 52 seconds left. Perfect. Promo time. Ask me a question. Talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early. Go.
All right. Well, I'll just leave it at this. You can find me, Jeff Mayhew, on across all social media. Instagram and Facebook is really where I spend most of my time. And my website at jeffmayhew.com. I would love to hear from you.
In the description, it's magic. Jeff, Woo-hoo. You pulled it off. 6 questions in 9 minutes because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it one more time.
That's www.jeffmayhew.com.
In the description, it's magic. And thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, sir.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.